everybody, welcome to video 5 of lesson 2 of Personal Mastery. We're going to be talking about symbols and metaphors. And here are some of the things that we're going to be chatting about today. So first of all, we're going to talk about how oracle cards work with you throughout the day and how they keep living with you throughout the whole day. And how to recognize the specific symbolism and metaphor system that is inherent in this particular deck that you're working with. I'm talking about flags and eggs and all kinds of other things. And then we're gonna dissect two cards, the Not For You card and the Truth Be Told card. And the reason we're doing that is so that you can understand a little bit about how the card art works and why it works and how it engages with your subconscious, etc. So first of all, let's talk about how the actual oracles stick with you throughout the day. So as soon as you start working with oracle cards, and you've, again, you've opened up your connection to the universe, you're in this engaged threesome, right? Cards, conscious universe, and you. And the fact that they don't speak words, right? The guidebook speaks the words, but the pictures, the symbolism, and the metaphors on the card art speaks to you in ways that go beyond the words. So it's really recognizing that you are feeling and experiencing the same sort of thing that you would if you're reading between the lines of something. So there's actually more than meets the eye. But how that works is that what the eye does meet are symbols that will awaken something in you that opens up to something called universal archetypes, which means that, for example, you'll notice in a lot of my oracle card decks that we use the symbol of an egg. So you'll notice that quite a lot in this deck. And the egg is a symbolic metaphor for birthing, for something that is gestating, something that is being born or in process of being born. And it also represents the cosmic egg. In other words, how we create realities. You'll notice the egg motif in a lot of my card decks. Not in all of them, but in quite a few. You will see that quite a bit here because we want to stimulate that connection to universal consciousness, to the collective unconscious, which is a Jungian term for tuning into the all that is. And so that you immediately engage that with, oh, birthing is happening. And yes, this represents co-creation and creating a new reality. That's why the egg motif is everywhere. You'll also notice in this particular deck, two things that are always constant or pretty much constant in most of the cards. The always constant image is the one of the face. And you will find a face like kind of hidden in the art of every single card in this deck. And that is to also stimulate you to go into that sense of, ah, this is alive. This card is conscious. This card knows me. Or the conscious universe is alive and the intelligence of that conscious universe is showing up for me in the card. And the more you see that face over and over again, the more it becomes automatic for you to just recognize, oh, there's spirit. There's the universe right there. Or the card's alive. These are alive. And you start to kind of just accept that as part of the dialogue. Let's talk about the symbolism of the flags. So the flags represent the circus of life, and we celebrate the circus of life in this card deck. That everything is on a stage in some way, and that we're creating our reality within this, you know, circus of life that we're all a part of. And we're entertaining ourselves by our various iterations of our personalities and our dreams and desires, etc. Also, there's this phrase in there, not my circus, not my monkeys. So the idea that we're all engaged in this entertainment of life, so that it also kind of, in a way, softens the concepts, you know, when you're looking at challenges, for example. So we're seeing things like a circus, right? And we're like, wait, I'm the one that the director of this. I can change the script. I can write a new story. I'm a story in motion. So the idea that everything is in motion, just like the circus comes to town and leaves. Okay, so now let's take a look at two cards and let's break them down so you really understand when you spend some time and look at each card, which you should do, you know, in your spare time, but you'll get to know them, you'll want to. Let's look at the Not For You card. This is one of my favorite cards, so you'll see Not For You. I had specifically talked to Jenna, the artist that did this amazing deck, that I wanted there to be a chessboard held up by a human hand. And that I wanted it to be sort of cloudy. And what that was to represent, because here's the chessboard, was our need to strategize and have constant reminder that if I do this, I'm going to get that. And that's very egoic. That's not how the universe works, that if I do this, I get that. That's not at all. It's about attention and focused attention on your intention. So it indicates here with the fortune cookie, and I said, I want you to put a little fortune cookie in there. And it says, not for you. So no matter how much we strategize, if the form of what we want is not in our highest good and in alignment with us, it won't be given to us. So the idea here that there's a window as well, a window to the outer, and there's the face looking at us, is also part of the card symbolism in that it's saying, you open the window because spirit looks over your whole life and helps decide. So we create reality, but we also have to surrender to life on life's terms and to the will of spirit. So it's that's why I always say this, allow this to manifest for my highest good, this or something better. And the same thing with some of the cards that say, what is yours will not go past you. So sometimes we want something and it doesn't manifest and something else manifests. So this really teaches us that there are our wants and then there are what we need, what is right for us. And so this card also indicates that. And plus it's humorous, right? So you got the little fortune telling cookie with the, we like to play with some humorous symbolism, but right away your mind will go right away strategy because it's a game of strategy. Fortune cookie, it's like not for you. It's like you get the little tag. So we want to give some humor because people take themselves very seriously when they don't get what they want. In this case, we're saying, hey, the universe is playing with you. And if you want to play the game of life and you want to win the game of life, then you have to release your strategy to the great strategist, which is the universe. Now, let's talk about truth be told. So truth be told, these are two of my favorite cards. So truth be told has the little owl, and the owl represents wisdom and the ability to see in the dark. So we have the idea of truth. Now, he has a window that's open, and the window opens up into the sky. So that's about transparency. So what is it that we want spirit to show us? We want to be shown the truth and the transparency. We want the universe to be transparent with us, and we want to be able to see what we cannot see. And it's also in the area of the heart. And you'll notice that the little hearts, the symbols of the hearts, are also in a lot of the cards as well, which represents this is a heart-centered co-creative process that we're doing. It's not about the ego, it's really about the soul and the heart. And then the mask, so if you look at the little owl with the open window standing on a mask, so it really reminds us that we come with various masks. We are conditioned to wear psychological masks, masks in society, to be a certain way, to fit and belong in certain surroundings. And we don't show our truth oftentimes. And so this card calls for us to take off the mask. And then to be transparent and then to allow, because truth will set us free, basically. So you can see how playful the art is, but also how you would see that in automatically your own, you know, connection to universal consciousness and symbolism. And if you know anything about Jungian psychology, Carl Jung was a Swiss psychologist who coined the concept of universal archetypes by studying things like the I Ching and indigenous populations, where we started to recognize that, oh, there's universal symbolism that all human beings will identify with, no matter what culture they come from, and no matter what place in society that they place themselves in. It doesn't really matter. All human beings respond the same way to these universal pictures or archetypes, symbols that we all go, oh, I know what that is. And so that's why they're used in oracle card decks, so that they stimulate that part of the mind, the soul mind, that opens up the connection to the collective. And that's why you feel and recognition right away when you work with oracle cards that are good oracle cards. So really the advice I have for you is read the guidebook, but look at the art in the cards. Just let them speak to you. And you'll start to recognize that they say more than what's in the guidebook. They say more to you about the subjects that you're asking about because they can. And remember, I called them like little tips of icebergs, that this huge amount of information is underneath the surface of the water. And your job is to open yourself up to at least look into the water. You recognize the tip of it, and then you want to know more, and it's available to you if you need it and when you need it. And the way you do it is by just getting to know the pictures of the cards, you know, making even little notes about them if you want, and reading the guidebook as often as you can. It'll start to really make sense to you and become a part of you. And that's what's so exciting about this, that WOTO specifically, this deck, will really become a part of you and become part of the way you think. So let's recap what I just taught you. So we just talked about how oracle cards connect to the language of symbol of metaphor. We talked about the fact that decks, my decks specifically, have specific symbolism and metaphor that help you identify and engage the personality of the deck. We talked about the flags, we talked about the egg, we talked about the face in the cards and the hearts. And then we talked about the two cards, Not For You and Truth Be Told, and I broke down the symbols and metaphors that you see in the art of the card so you recognize why they make you feel a certain way. And once you've seen me do that, then you can look at the rest of the deck and really take off, wow, these things are really, like every single symbol that's on these cards were very well thought out and added by my artist and myself. So I think you'll really enjoy this. And our next video is how they all work together. That's video 6 for lesson 2 of Personal Mastery. I'll see you there.